Welcome to WestPlatteSports.com. My name is Jay Nauer. Along with me, we have our weekly conversation during football season with the coach of the West Platte Blue Jays, Coach Jim Newstead. The Blue Jays fall to the Lawson Cardinals last week, 54-27. Now, that game featured some high-octane offenses. The Lawson Cardinals took advantage of their first drive, followed by a successful onside kick to give the Cardinals. Now they got a jump start of 14-0 very early in the contest, two quick scores. The Blue Jays had some bright spots during this contest, certainly on offensive side of the ball. But a steady stream of scoring by the Cardinals made it difficult for the Blue Jays to overcome. Coach, I know certainly the silver lining has to be your offense. Scoring 27 is something you certainly can't be too concerned about. And I know there's other things you're going to look at, and I know you'll talk about those. But what's your thoughts on this last game against Lawson?
Well, you know, going back and looking at the film, sometimes you have a chance to look at things differently when you're watching it the Friday night. So the 14 points in the beginning was a killer. I think even if they score and we don't lose the onside and we come back and score right away, I think the game comes out completely different. But having that little bit of a lead at the beginning kind of helped their momentum a lot. I thought we made some good adjustments on defense at halftime. I think we slowed them down a little bit at halftime. The last touchdown at the end was us just kind of desperate hopes going for the fourth down and trying to throw the screen. So in a competitive game, we're talking 14 to 21 points difference just between those two situations. So you subtract those, and here we are in a ball game of 27-28 going in the fourth quarter instead of us trying to go for it and give them an easy touchdown at the end. But defensively, we just didn't come out with enough rigor to stop them early. We had to make some adjustments at halftime, had to get on a couple of kids' tails to get them going in the right direction. So we just can't come out that flat on defense. I thought we had a good plan. We had to alter the plan a little bit, but we just need a little more excitement, a little more vigor on defense. Offensively, I was very pleased. Can't be upset with 383 yards of total offense, 216 rushing, 149 passing, and 27 points. I think we only had the ball like 40-some times in the entire game because the defense was on the field so much. But offensively, Kane played really well. Kane was 14 for 28, 193 yards passing and one touchdown. Domek had 25 attempts for 102 yards and three touchdowns. And Dalton had 16 attempts for 80 yards. So we had a good overall game on offense. We just couldn't get back. We were behind the eight ball on defense and never could get it back.
Well, certainly in smaller high school situations, Class 1, Class 2, Class 3, what we saw here this last Friday night, and you made a comment there that I really took note, and I certainly did experience that while I played here, is that if your defense is on the field a lot, that really drains you, and certainly, you know, gives the offense even more credit. But really, it's when the defense is on the field so much, it really drains the team, especially when they're going both ways. And I think that's kind of a factor as well, Coach.
Yeah, it doesn't just drain you physically; also, it drains you emotionally. So you kind of lose your momentum, you kind of get down yourself, because you know how it is. You have to play both ways at this level. So when you're getting on defense on the field so much and you're kind of getting manhandled a little bit line scrimmage, it does affect you when you're playing offense. But hats off to Coach Gallagher and the offense. He's done a great job of being able to do what we can do, and he knows the kids' abilities, and he's worked his offensive play calling around those abilities.
All right. Well, the coach, at the game, certainly is time to move on, and it really doesn't get any easier. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. Other results we had in the KCI this last week: Mid-Buchanan beat Latham 42-6. East Buchanan beat Penny 35-0. North Platte played someone certainly out of the area, Conway Christian out of Arkansas. They won 48-12, I believe the final score on that one was. And, of course, the game we just talked about, Lawson 54, West Platte 27. Conference standings we have going on right now: Mid-Buchanan 3-0, East Buchanan 3-0, North Platte at 1-1, Lawson 1-2, and West Platte and Lathrop looking for that first KCI conference victory. Coach, no, I don't think there's really any surprises really in the conference standings, but certainly opportunities come for you this way. The better off we believe you do in the conference, the better situation you'll have coming up for districts down the road.
Yeah, that's true. We've got some big team games in front of us here. you don't get any easier playing one of the better teams in Class 2 right now. We got to play East Buck this week. So after that, our conference games are pretty crucial, especially since we got North Platte coming up and they're in our district. Lathrop's a game that we might be able to win, so we can get a Class 2 win right there for our district standings. But it's getting down to the nitty-gritty here, so all points matter when it comes to districts.
It certainly does. We're over halfway through the season. That's hard to believe, Coach. And certainly, you're right. You're looking at coming down the final stretch.
Yeah, it's down the final stretch. I told the seniors on Monday when we met that we got four more conference games and their season's about over. And then we got to get back into the postseason. But their regular season's only got 4 weeks left, so they got to make the most of it.
No question about it. Certainly got the challenge ahead of us. You got the two-time back-to-back state champions coming into town, the East Buchanan Bulldogs. That'll be an interesting game coming up Friday night. We'll be right back to talk to Coach about that right after this message. The Bar T Law Office is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's your best interest to turn to the Bar T Law Office. Give them a call at 816-386-4025 or check out their website at bartlawfirm.com. Attic Storage of Platte County is your place to go for storage needs that can be climate controlled with large to small sizes. Attic Storage of Platte County has it all for you with tight security. Conveniently located near the Platte County Fairgrounds and just off I-29, stop by and check them out online at attic-storage.com or call 816-858-2511 and ask how you can get free coffee with your storage rental. Reese Nichols, Weston Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols, Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. Well, welcome back to part two of our discussion with Coach Jim Newstead, head coach of the West Platte Blue Jays. And we just talked about last week and some of the standings and where they are as far as conference is concerned. Looking at what we got coming up this week, certainly a challenge. I think that's certainly an understatement with a two-time back-to-back state champions in the East Buchanan Bulldogs. East Buchanan has, I tell you what, they've got old talent and they've got young talent, and they just keep coming. That certainly is a program that's certainly to be respected and revered, Coach.
Yeah, they got Trevor Klein at running back. As long as they have Trevor Klein running back, they're going to have a heck of a football team. I feel like he's been playing for 5 or 6 years here at East Buck, but he's been playing since he's been a freshman, and he's been dominating since he's been a freshman, and he definitely carries the team on his shoulders. His running ability, his ability to run the ball, and his assets on offense kind of make them two-dimensional, because you have to put so much effort on Trevor Klein that the quarterback is able to throw the ball a little bit. And I've had some good quarterbacks over the years that can throw the ball. Gabe Busby is the quarterback this year, same as last year. He's got a pretty good rifle. He can throw the ball around. So they're a very two-dimensional team. They're kind of hard to defend. You can put everyone in the right spot and still have problems tackling Trevor Klein. So we simplified our defense this week. We're not having that many calls. We're just going to run our base defense and work on getting aggressive and being good at tackling.
Well, I'll tell you what, that sounds like a plan, especially when you got really – as far as what East Buchanan looks like, or they may throw a little trickery at you, but mostly it's pretty basic as far as what to expect. A lot of Trevor Klein, and when we start keying on him, that's when they start mixing it up with a fairly decent passing game. And I know in the past they've had tall and pretty decent receivers as well. Is that part of their mix again this year?
Yeah, they got number 33. He's a 6'5 sophomore playing wide receiver for him out there. He's a pretty good football player. They got a couple other good receivers. They have Mason Brown and Aiden Smith, who are both juniors and seniors, and Nick Klein, who's out there a little bit sometimes, so forth. But they're a good football team. You can't just cover one thing. So that's what we're trying to be, as base as we can, be fundamental on both. We're going to expect some linebackers to play run and pass. I got some D-backs that are going to be expected to play pass and come up and fill in the run. So we had a good week of practice. I thought we were very energetic yesterday. I thought it was probably one of the better practices we had in a while. working on getting the ball. It didn't come down when the weak can cover the receivers and tackle Trevor. And he's not an easy person to tackle by any means. But our goal is to make progress this week. Win or lose, we want to get better so that we can get into a Lathrop game that we're competitive with.
You know, a game I look on the schedule that the East Buchanan's played, North Platte, and many people compare North Platte to West Platte. I don't know if you had a chance to look at their film where North Platte played East Buchanan earlier in the year, which made it a really close game. I believe it was within 9 points. Were you able to glean anything off what you saw there?
Yeah, East Buck got up 23-0 at half, so they were up by halftime. I think they came out in the second half and then probably played as hard as they probably should have because the first half it seemed like they played a lot harder. Credit to North Platte, though. North Platte made some adjustments and slowed them down a little bit, and they scored 14 points in the second half. So it wasn't like a back-and-forth game. East Buck had it under control, and North Platte kind of came back on them a little bit. So we saw some things there that we were able to do. It's kind of helped our defense a little bit. Their line is big, but they are a younger line. So we're hoping that running a different front than we've been used to running, maybe I might confuse them a little bit.
All right. Well, certainly look forward to that one, Coach, talking to you now, of course, and then we'll talk to you at post-game. Certainly West Platte versus East Buchanan ought to be a good one. Check it out on westplattesports.com. We'll be on with this very coach's show certainly at 6:15, getting ready for a big game. We'll review district standings here right now, and just looking at them, Coach, Polo at 5-0. They've continued on with a pretty decent year, at least to this point. 5-0, they got 48.36 points, number one in the district right now. North Platte right behind them, 4-1, coming off a big victory over Conway Christian here last week, 42.72 points. Windsor at 3-2, they've got 40.2 points in the third slot. Crest Ridge with Chilhowee, they're 4-1 with 38.85 points, and right behind them is West Platte at 34.1 points per game in the fifth slot. More important to West Platte to keep that fifth slot and above. Right behind them, Midway at 32.05 points. They are in the sixth slot. Skyline at 0-5, 25.2 points. Seventh slot, Lincoln at 1-4, 24.2 points. And Wellington Napoleon 0-5 at 20.2 points. Coach, I know we're playing some tough teams coming up here. And like you say, these last four games certainly critical. We're playing them one at a time, no question about that. But the better we performed against this KCI conference, no question that can do nothing but benefit you here in district play down the road.
Oh, definitely. You know, you want to be in that fifth or higher spot because you want your home field to be your first game to be at home. So if you drop below five, then you're playing on the road on your first district game. So the first district game at home is important. Our overall goal is to be fourth or fifth if we can. So we're going to have to win one or two games here in the next four games to put us in that spot.
Yeah, and Coach, health-wise, I think your team's good. I know certainly with Alex Kinslow out, I know that's been a while ago, but looks as though your team, at least at this point, certainly looks pretty healthy going into the stretch here.
Well, we look healthy, but we're kind of banged up, to be honest, in the Lawson game. We got a couple hobblers around that are going to try to go to Friday, but we'll see what happens on practice today. I had to sit a couple of them out, so not to give any names early yet, but we do have a couple hobblers we got to work with.
Yeah, it comes to that time of year, whether he can make it through or not, I understand. Coach, we wish you well Friday night. We look forward to talking to you post-game.
All right, thank you, sir. Go Blue Jays.